We wrapped up a pretty busy week with a Friday, November 12th edition of Connecticut Today right here on WICC. We chatted with GOP State Rep. Tim Ackert on possibly changing long-standing state rules regarding the use of apprentice workers. We also welcome back Jim Cameron, our buddy, for an update on Connecticut's continuing transportation issues. Apprenticeship ratios. We all know what an apprentice is, where you get out of trade school and then you hang out and do stuff on a job with, you know, the certified people watching you in a union. It's to build up your credentials, your skill at doing things before you get your certification, whether it's HVAC or electricity, plumbing, carpentry, wall work, wallboard, roofing, and all that. But now there's a notion that some of this billions of dollars about to be pumped in to the state because of the infrastructure bill should maybe prompt changes in the state's infrastructure ratios. And to talk about this, Republican State Rep. Tim Ackert, 8th General Assembly District, parts of Columbia, Coventry, Tolland, and Vernon joins us for the first time. Hey, Tim, it's Paul here at WICC. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, Paul, and thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks, Tim, and I saw your release, and I saw some sites picked it up, and I'm like, geez, apprenticeship ratios. Now, I have some relatives in HVAC and building trades and everything, but and I kind of knew, Tim, what an apprentice was, but I didn't know that there were actual regulations and laws on this that you think maybe with your background should be changed a little. Talk to us about this.
Well, thank you so much. You're exactly right. Very few people know about this, what I'll call the hiring ratio. So let me give you the two parameters of this.
Okay.
So on the job site, for safety reasons, your journey person, whether it's HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, can only have one apprentice work with them, and that's for safety reasons. So that makes the great sense, right? They want to keep an eye on them. They're trying to help them, like you mentioned, build their skills so that once they've completed their apprenticeship, they can get a test, and then they can work independently. But we have a second ratio in the state of Connecticut. It's called the hiring ratio. And it's hard for people to grasp it. What do you mean there's a hiring ratio? So I just saw the story about the restaurant down in Wallingford just struggling there. And mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to close if I can't get workers. We have the opposite in the trades. We have workers that can't fill slots in companies because we limit the amount that a company can hire. So on the job site, one-to-one, safety's there, you got it. But then they go, well, you know, we want to limit how many apprentices can be in the trades and get jobs. So we're going to have a hiring ratio where it takes three of those journey persons mm-hmm. to only hire one apprentice.
Oh, I get it.
So we are limiting the skilled workers to get into the workforce because we want to limit how many they can hire. But on the job sites, we already have a ratio that works perfectly, one-to-one for safety and to build that individual's skills. Just give you an example, just a numbers example,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
If you had 24 licensed journeymen in the state of Connecticut in one of these trades, 24, yeah. You can only have 10 apprentices.
Sure, because
and right
yeah.
now we are suffering for workers in our trades. And with this new money, as you mentioned, this new infrastructure money coming in, How are we going to get the work done? DOT alone has already said, I don't know how we're going to get the work done with this infrastructure money. We're going to hire hundreds of more people just to get consultants and workers in. How are we? So we're creating we got the money coming in. We have the work. But these young people are going to sit there and be stymied and not go into the trades. They're graduating. They're ready. Their parents are like looking at some of these trade organizations and saying, why can't they get a job? And because we have a hiring ratio, and they lose, and they do the same thing you mentioned. What are you talking about? What do you mean they have a hiring ratio? What business has a hiring ratio? Well, the trades.
That's interesting. Tim, hang on, boy. This is all new to me. Going to come back with more here after we take a break. Republican State Rep. Tim Ackert, 8th General Assembly, House District, Tolland, Vernon, Columbia, and Coventry. I'm learning something today, folks, right? A hiring ratio. And we hear all about, well, you know, if you don't want to go to college and put yourself $250,000 in debt, take up a trade. Sounds good, but is it really that hard to get over these ratios? More with Tim straight ahead. First, traffic and weather together, 3:36 on WICC. A couple more minutes here as we head up to 4 o'clock. State Rep. Tim Acker, the 8th General Assembly District, portions of Columbia, Coventry, Tolland, and Vernon. And we're talking about, apprentice ratios or apprenticeship ratios. I had no idea this existed. And, you know, if you have a grandson, a granddaughter, niece, nephew in the trades, you're probably thinking, oh, man, you hear all these commercials, learn a trade, don't go to college, don't gorge yourself with debt, and you'll be making six figures in a few years. Well, maybe. I mean, I've got family members that are doing really well in the trades. But apparently it's not that easy. And Tim continues with us. Now, Tim, it's your hope that I get with all these billions of dollars coming to the state here with this infrastructure bill, that some of these laws and ratios can be loosened a little. And I know, Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you're in the business, there's a difference between union shops and non-union shops. Is that right or not?
Well, they may operate differently, but they fall under the same laws. So, so the union shop may have its own self-regulated way of doing things, where a merit shop, open shop, does it, you know, that follows the same legislation. So this legislation is similar. It's the same for both. So the hiring ratios and the job site ratios are exactly the same. What we're finding is that the merit shops are the ones really pushing and saying, listen, we're out here, we're trying to take care of a lot of work, and we just don't have the bodies. They're talking about, a couple of them did some surveys last year, and easily a thousand jobs could be hired between electrical, plumbing, heating, piping and cooling, sprinkler fitter, and sheet metal work. Thousands. Now, I always look at that, Paul, and I say, if the governor, right, had a company that said, I'm going to come to Connecticut, and I'm going to bring 500 jobs to Connecticut, the red carpet would be rolled out. Bring them in. Let's get these workers in here. We have companies existing in Connecticut that can fill jobs that they have open right now by a change of legislation.
So, Tim, is this, let's go to the political end of this, is this a move by the unions to purposely, you know, maybe in a roundabout way, control how many jobs out there, control the wage scale, not to flood the pool with too many workers, or not?
You know what? Seems exactly that way, Paul. It's that they want to elevate the pricing so that they can be competitive with the merit shops. And I don't have this in writing, but they're the ones that keep pushing against it. They think it's absolutely fine, exactly how we want it. Don't touch a thing. Leave it alone. They'll come and say, well, we have a ratio relief form you can fill out. And, you know, and I call it the form to beg for a job, you know, to fill a job. I got to go into this, fill this form out, ask that I can hire people. Think about that. Ask if I can hire more people. And then they'll say, well, we grant so many of those. What happens is a company will go in, and large companies go in, they'll say, I want six new apprentices. Can you give me the relief that I need so that they – now, mind you, the relief is only in hiring. The one-to-one ratio is still mandated for safety reasons on the job. We're not changing that at all.
Got it.
It's just allowing that company to go in there and say, and so that company go and say, I want six, and they'll say, yeah, we'll give you two. There you go. Satisfied.
Good. And Tim, I used to have, and God rest his soul, I don't think he's with us anymore, but I used to have a union honcho on my show when I did shows in Hartford a few years back. And I used to get the email, and he used to say, Paul, or one of our salespeople who handle the account, say, hey, Paul, can you have so and so on? He wants to come on and put out the call for, guess what, Tim, to put out the call for apprentices. And we would sit there for 20 minutes on a Saturday morning, Tim, and this union guy, labor or operating secretary, would say, geez, Paul, you got to help us. Put out the call. We need apprentices. Well, okay. Are they going to be allowed to work?
Well, that's the thing, is that they want to, you know, get workers to come work for them, obviously. The thing is that this is not open just to the merit shop. This bill isn't just for the merit shop. This is also – to help the unions hire more apprentices, because we both fall under this, whether, like I mentioned. So there's, you know, essentially six trades: electrical, plumbing, heating, piping and cooling, sprinkler fitters, and sheet metal that falls under this. It's a wide range of people. And, you know, with the money coming in also under the Biden plans for green technology, you're talking billions and billions of dollars. These are the trades that fill those jobs.
Tim, thank you, and I know the new session is coming up after we turn the corner, so hopefully we'll be able to do something with this. Ratios as far as apprenticeships. I had no idea this was a thing. Tim Ackert, state rep on the Republican side, 8th General Assembly District in the House, Columbia, Coventry, Tolland, and Vernon. Hey, Tim, thank you. Good to talk with you. We'll chat down the road. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Who knew about that, folks? Well, I guess if you're in the business, you knew, obviously. A merit shop or a union shop, and there are ratios here that Tim says, look, we're going to get all this new money in here. Why not loosen up the ratios a little? Not that it would, encroach on any safety issues. I understand you want one-on-one safety on some of these job sites. Look, job sites are dangerous places. They can be. You know, but this is interesting now. Good stuff there. Tim Ackert, A-C-K-E-R-T, if you want to look him up online, 8th General Assembly District, Columbia, Vernon, Coventry, and Tolland. And maybe you want to keep an eye on this if you are, in fact, a tradesman, a tradeswoman in one of the trades here that Tim talked about. Speaking of straight stories, this guy's been doing it for years as far as commuting in Fairfield County. Jim Cameron, checking in with him as we like to do once a month. By the way, Jim's Talking Transportation Commentary. We should remind you again, part of a weekly newsletter about commuting. He is now with the Connecticut Mirror, ctmirror.org. Check it out, ctmirror.org/newsletters. Mr. Cameron, good afternoon, sir, on a Friday. How are you?
Thank you for the plug. I appreciate that.
Well, Jim, the check cleared. So what am I going to do? You know, I have to... I got to tell the front office. Now the bosses are going to stare at me through the... No, I'm only kidding. Jim and I have known
it's
each other.
It's a nonprofit.
Yeah, that's it's right. See, that's it. We have good attorneys, Jim, and good accountants. That's it. Well, Jim, finally, Congress gets off their rear ends.
Oh,
they
happy day.
Edwin Hawkins, very good.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus. Wow, did I not get
it? Infrastructure has arrived.
Boy, I got to tell you something, Jim. I never thought this week I would hear one of my callers sing an Edwin Hawkins classic. But yes, it is here. Congress finally passed that. They thankfully uncoupled it from the bigger social spending bill. What do you think, Jim? What's in it? Is this going to make a difference short term, long term? What do you think?
Well, I just want to manage everyone's expectations, okay? I mean, we're talking about $1 trillion, but it's not immediate. It's being spread out over a decade plus. So to your listeners who are driving home this evening in the usual Friday afternoon traffic on I-95, enjoying that ride, trust me, traffic's not going to get any better anytime soon. We're not going to build a monorail down the middle of I-95 using infrastructure money. There is so much work that has to be done, deferred maintenance for years and years, that's going to suck up so much of this money that we're not going to see massive changes, especially in the short term. I think what's the expression about something like success has 1,000 fathers and failure is an orphan?
Something like that.
You're going to see so many hands extended with ideas in their palms looking to get greased with money for transportation. I mean, I heard my friend Dick Blumenthal, our U.S. senator, saying that they should revisit the whole idea of the Maybrook line up in Danbury. This decrepit, abandoned 5-mile-long piece of track that then Mayor Boughton wanted to spend $1 million studying as an alternative to running trains down the Danbury Branch. I mean, there's going to be some crazy ideas that are coming. However, when the bill gets signed on Monday and there's going to be Republicans and Democrats there, I think you're going to see a sea change in attitude toward maintenance and improvement of our transportation network. So I am I've been an eternal optimist for decades, and my optimism is finally, being paid off with the passage of this bill.
Finally. Jim Cameron, Jim, hang on. We'll be right back with you. More of our monthly check-in with our transportation guru, Talking Transportation. Check it out, ctmirror.org. Jim Cameron, traffic and weather together, speaking of, at 4:36 on WICC. And we do our monthly check-in here about the transportation future. Jim Cameron is the guest. Of course, Jim is our transportation guy for years in Fairfield County, Talking Transportation. And again, go to ctmirror.org to see Jim's column and get the latest. You know, Jim, you mentioned something in our first segment regarding just the kicking the can down the road, Jim. I mean, look, if you or I have, if we have a leak in our home or our condo or our house, or, you know, there's a bad pipe, or we have smoke coming from an outlet, we get somebody to fix it. I only wonder, Jim, what the added cost here now is going to be, scooped out of all this transportation money that could have been saved and this money gone a farther now if we had done all this maintenance, Jim, in a timely manner. It's mind-boggling to me.
Well, I mean, I've heard numbers that say for every dollar of deferred bridge repair or maintenance, it ends up costing us something like $3 or $4 when it's eventually done.
Mm.
So it's not for lack of wanting to do that work over the years. It's for lack of funding. And, you know, that's why I really don't have a lot of patience with people who say, oh, don't raise the gasoline tax or don't put tolls on my highway. Hey, I mean, if you're driving on that highway, you're going to be paying for that, for the fact that it's not being maintained. If you're not paying a toll, you're paying Midas muffler every time your muffler falls off because you've driven through a huge pothole. You know, maintaining our highways and our bridges and our rails, it's a very expensive proposition. Speaking of which, do you know that we are coming into slip-slide season?
Oh, yes, but tell us about that, because that's always fun when I say, whoa, the platform is back there. It's not here.
Well, not just, this is a preview of my column for Monday, so you're getting a free taste tonight, Paul. Every year when the leaves fall on the tracks, they get ground up into one of the slipperiest substances known to man called pectin. And the trains, like your car, have kind of an automatic braking system, and they can detect that they're not making friction. The wheel and the train is not getting friction with the track.
Mm.
So they go into automatic braking. It's called dumping the air. If you've ever been on a train,
yes,
it's moving along, and all of a sudden you hear, and the train grinds to a stop.
Yes.
That's slip slide, folks. So we're in slip slide season, and all I can tell you is, if you're a Metro North commuter, just prepare for a little bit delayed arrival time, whatever it is it's going to be. You're going to be 10, 15 minutes late because the trains can't make it up the track.
Yeah, sure. And again, and make it up, Jim. And like you say, slow down because, you know, we Jim Cameron, you and I were on the train so much. You and I can appreciate this. But some people there, a lot of people, they forget that, yeah, these cars are so smooth running in regular times and they're quiet relatively. These are really heavy, technologically complex vehicles that, I mean, take what your car slides at the end of your driveway on these leaves and multiply it times 100. And it's incredible, Jim, knock on wood as I hit my head here, that more accidents don't happen because of this.
Well, I mean, momentum equals mass times velocity. That much I remembered from high school physics, okay? The bigger the mass, the heavier the object, whether it's your car or a railroad train, you know, multiply it times the speed it's going, and that just tells you how much farther you have to brake before the thing will stop. So if you're driving on the highway and there's wet leaves, I don't care if you're driving a Hummer or an SUV or a Prius, slow down. You're gonna appreciate living to see the weekend out.
Hey, Jim, when you meet the powers that be and the elbows that you do rub with the people that will control all this transportation money, can you ask them a favor from me, your old buddy Paul? Can you please tell them, and in future when they want a nickel and dime us more for stuff, Jim, just tell the people what the money is going to be used for. Specifically, we are allocating X amount of dollars to fix this overpass or this stretch of rail and make it so people can find a gym. That's the way you get people to say, well, okay, if you're using my tax money for this, gee, that's right near my house. I'm okay with that.
I absolutely agree. And if you're looking for some very unexciting reading, I invite you to go to the Connecticut DOT's website. All of those five-year plans are there with the cost estimates. And, you know, I mean, if you could figure out what it costs to repair a bridge abutment or, replace the mix master up at I-84 and Route 8, you know, maybe you need an engineering consultant to work with you as well, too. But I agree. I think if you're standing at a gas pump and you're pumping gas and you figure out how much of that is tax, if there was a chart there that said that your gasoline tax helps pay for the repair of the roads,
mm-hmm.
it helps, maintain the bridges that you're going to drive over, it helps pay for the state police, I don't think you'd resent it as much. It's, as you say, people think that Hartford is just a black hole into which they throw money. And the politicians deserve it to tell us, how is that money being spent? Then I don't think we would resent it as much.
Jim Cameron, Jim, thank you. Again, check him out, folks. Talking Transportation, ctmirror.org, ctmirror.org. Jim, good to speak with you. If I don't speak with you before then.
Everybody. I'm just reading the infrastructure bill.
It's Jim Cameron and the Edwin Hawkins Singers. Jim, you didn't think I knew that, did you?
I'm surprised.
Happy Thanksgiving.
DJs are throwing soap.
Yeah. Spin on the disc, Jim. Remember, turntables, Jim. Remember those? Jim, happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk down the road. Thanks.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Be well.
There
Bye-bye.
You go. Bye-bye. All right, Jim Cameron there, giving us, delving into the forgotten favorites there, the Edwin Hawkins Singers. Remember that? Oh, happy day. Big record decades ago.